Are your meetings actually moving the needle, or are you just wasting time? What if one tweak, and I do mean one tweak, could transform how you prepare? In today's episode, we're going to uncover the secret to mastering meetings without the burnout. Point number one, understand and know your project inside and out. Again, understand and know your project inside and out. Family, a deep knowledge of your project allows you to answer questions confidently and avoid being caught off guard. Here's why it's important. Your credibility as a project manager depends on your ability to provide accurate and timely information. Let me share a short story with you. I may have shared this with you guys before, but I'll give you some more context. When I was working for a particular organization, the executive staff there were integrated with the project managers a lot. What do you mean by integrated, ED? I'm glad you asked. They really cared about their project managers. This is one of those organizations that they really believed in the value of a project manager. So you may be walking around in the hallways and you'll run into them and they'll say, hey, so where's this project at, or how's it coming? Do you need anything? I heard I was looking at the dashboard and this came up. And if you couldn't speak to it, that means that you really weren't paying attention to your project. So it's important to really understand your project inside and out. On a daily basis, you should be doing that. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly review your project management plan, your status report, your schedule, and key metrics before any meeting. Use dashboard or tools to access real-time project data for quick reference. This is when I wish I would have had, because I think they were using Microsoft Project at the time, and I wanted to push for Smartsheets or even Asana or any other tool because of the accessibility to be able to pull up information on my phone and say, oh, well, this is where we're at, but I carried a note card around. So, but now look, if you can get a tool as far as a real-time tool, please push for it. Point number two, adapt preparations to meeting types. There's different meetings required from various levels, from prepping for executive, prepping for your project team, prepping for your actual stakeholders. So it's important that over-preparing for the wrong type of meeting wastes time and resources. I remember the first time I've ever seen someone present to an executive that they shut down the whole meeting because they weren't providing the right information of what was being looked for. Even with project teams, I've seen team members just check out of the meeting, or they'll say, oh, I got to go to another meeting, or stakeholders, et cetera. So over-preparing for the wrong type of meeting wastes time and resources. So here's my actionable tip. Create a checklist for each meeting type outlining specific prep tasks. So for instance, for executive, you need to keep it at a very high level, but keep the details in the back of the deck just in case if something comes up, you can reference it. Also keep detailed progress updates for the team. You want, when you're meeting with project team or your stakeholders, you want to have, you know, keep everything detailed and be ready to switch approaches if the meeting dynamics change. And this comes with time, family. I want to be cognizant here because a lot of times people say, well, you know, ED, I could just, you know, they'll take these actionable items. And first of all, they don't experiment with them. And second of all, they think, oh, it just happens overnight. No, this takes time. This is why I'm giving you this information, because this took me more than a decade to learn this stuff. And then at the same time, by learning it, it gave me an opportunity to experiment what worked for me based on my personality and the actual organization that I'm at. Because different organizations have different approaches how they want meetings done. There's some organizations that actually want you to prepare a slide deck. And then there's other organizations that you bring a slide deck to the meeting, they'll kick you out the actual meeting, but that's a whole different conversation. Family, I have some exciting news, very exciting news. As promised, the Magnetic Project Management School is live. Yes, now wait, before you get all excited like I am, just to set some expectations for clear transparency here. The reason why I launched it earlier than I wanted to is because I wanted to show you that if you get caught up in being perfect or try to create that whole perfection, you will get delayed. As well as this is what can happen when you're leading a project. Plenty of times you want to have everything that you need, this massive plan. And if you don't have the ability to pivot or have the ability to know, hey, we need to start actually implementing these things and moving forward. This is why I love the agile mindset a lot, because or leveraging more of a hybrid approach of using predictive, which is, as you guys know, a waterfall approach with a hybrid approach, maybe Scrum or Kanban or something of that nature, because having the ability to pivot. So with that being said, I hope you join the Magnetic Project Management School. This is for aspiring as well as current project managers. You have a lot of people that are trying to do this or that, or they're not doing it. What I mean by that is that I know with me launching this program earlier than expected, I'm going to receive criticism. I'm going to say, well, we want this and that, and that's great. So I hope that you'll click the link and we can build together, because this is about us. This is not about me. This is about us, family. So I built this for you. I'm fronting the bill as far as paying for the platform to allow you to come on here to have more of a deeper conversation. And for those that are looking for premium training with regards to one-on-one coaching or helping them improve their projects, or they're getting ready to sit for a certification, we're going to have paid programs for that as well. So again, join the Magnetic Project Management School. It is live. The link is somewhere in the description. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. Also, don't forget, family, I have the 8 Secrets of Real World Success. This is just a PDF of a mini ebook that I created with 8 actionable strategies to help you succeed as a project manager from a real world, not a theory based, a real world tips for managing multiple projects and et cetera. And I've also taken the time to create 8 AI prompts to assist you with your journey, basically around project artifacts like your charter, your scope statement, and things of that nature. Let's jump back into the content. Number 3, ensure necessary participants are prepared. What does that mean? Meetings are only effective when attendants come ready to contribute. If you've ever led a meeting and you find yourself doing all the talking, it can be exuberant, exaggerated. I don't even know if that's even a proper context to put together or a proper sentence to put together, but it can be frustrating. You're sitting there doing all the talking and no one is saying nothing. So it's important. There's two folds here. First of all, unprepared. The reason why is because unprepared participants can derail discussions requiring additional follow-up. So here's my actionable tip to address this. Number one, I would always send the agenda and the expectations out 48 hours in advance, follow up with key participants to confirm their deadline. Also, you need to understand, you know, and this may, it may seem like you're contradicting yourself. No, just follow along with me. I got you. Trust me. But also when you send your agenda out, it can change once you start understanding the resources you're meeting with. So for example, I remember when I would send out the agenda 48 hours prior to the meeting. And then when we get in the meeting, people were like, so what we're here for? And if you really want to get under a project manager's skin, ask them what this meeting is about. Even if you've sent out the agenda, you put it in the meeting invite, you may even put it in Teams or any chat function. And then that person gets to the meeting and asks you what the meeting is about. Oh boy, let me just stop. I digress. So this comes with learning over time. So as you get more familiar with your resources, you'll kind of understand, okay, we can't send this out 48 hours. We may need to send this out 2 hours before or 24 hours before. So it's really experimenting with understanding that. Also, if critical participants are unprepared, consider rescheduling rather than holding an ineffective meeting. Oh yes, this is one of those things where don't just meet to meet. You know, somebody, this is, as you can tell, this is a very touchy subject to me, because I've been in meetings and I'm like, why are we even here? Nobody is prepared. Nobody came prepared. I'm the only one that I'm sitting here like, hey, we're just kind of going around a circle. So I'm just in the meeting. I don't care how you feel about it, but it's not worth our time. Time is the only element that we can never get back. So why are we going to waste it? Let's move on to point number 4. Stay adaptable to unexpected changes. You know, one of the things, meetings often can deviate from the agenda due to urgent topics or stakeholder input. I want you to understand this. You can plan, and you can walk into a meeting and the meeting can be derailed because new information may have come in, whether it's around external factors. Maybe there all of a sudden there's a change in compliance and now you need to pivot right now because you may only have 24 hours or 72 hours to make this change. And so the agenda that you had, throw it out the window. And we're going to have to just go from here. And it may be more of an impromptu. But the key thing is that you are flexible to know that, hey, this is the discussion and we're just going to work off of that. So a flexibility assures you can adjust to the flow while still achieving objective. Here's my actionable tip. Prioritize agenda items and be prepared to skip or reallocate time if a new priority emerges. Always have a follow-up plan for deferred topics. Point number five, set time limits for meeting preparation. Family, if you spend too much time on prep, it will diminish the time available for other responsibilities. What do you mean? Well, you're going to need to follow up to understand where the project is at. If this stakeholder or project team member has done what they said that they were going to do, basically they made a commitment to do something. Did they do it or did they not do it? So you want to start, and this again comes with time. It's not going to be something, especially if you have less than, I don't even want to put a time frame on it because some people pick this up faster than others. And just because you don't pick it up faster than others, that doesn't mean you're behind. Because if you're someone that is, let's say you start in an organization and you go to a different organization, organization A is not going to do it like organization B. So again, if I was to walk into a new organization, I have to learn all the things that I'm sharing with you all over again because these are new people. This is a new environment. So it's important, family, that we understand the importance of not spending too much time on prep, but being prepared enough that if any point you can pivot. So this is important because time boxing ensures a balanced approach to preparation. Here's my actionable tip. Use a timer to cap prep time, prioritizing high impacting tasks. As we know, one of the agile minds, the principles of agile is providing the customer with the highest value. That's the number one priority. So I like to take that as leading a predictive project as well. So actionable tip, focus on key deliverables that align with the meeting's objective. Point number six, learn from each meeting. This is important. Continuous improvement ensures prep time becomes more efficient. You hear the key word, more efficient. Why is this important? Evaluating what worked and what didn't refines your future preparation. This is why I said that this is going to take time for you to understand, not a long time, but experience, meaning going to different meetings, it helps you refine your meetings and to get better. Here's my actionable tip. Solicit feedback from attendees about the meeting structure and be an effectiveness. Use retrospectives. And if you don't know what a retrospective is, from a predictive standpoint, this is what we normally use as our lessons learned, but we wait until the end. What retrospective on a Scrum framework is more or less of saying, hey, at the end of each sprint, we're going to discuss what went well and what did not go well. So at a meeting, you want to be able to do, hey, what went well and what did not do well, and then apply the changes proactively. Point number seven, prepare for resistance or pushback. Again, prepare for resistance or pushback. Disagreements can arise, especially during decision-heavy meetings. Why is this important? Anticipating resistance allow you to address concerns calmly. You know what I always talk about, family? Focus on the solution, not the problem. We're going to glance at the problem, but we're going to put everything that we have, including the kitchen sink, on the actual solution. So here's my actionable tip. Prepare data or examples to support your recommendation. Use active listening to validate concerns before offering solutions. Point number seven, understand stakeholder priorities. Each stakeholder values different aspects of the project. Even project team members value different aspects of the project. So addressing these priorities ensures engagement and alignment. Here's my actionable tip. Review stakeholder communication plans and adjust prep based on individual needs. Use stakeholder-specific examples to demonstrate impact. Family, again, as promised, the Magnetic Project Management School is live. And again, just to set the expectation, because I want to be crystal clear, I always talk about lack of expectation comes from frustration, meaning I'm frustrated because you promised me you were going to deliver this amazing experience and it was blah. So I want to be very transparent. We have just launched, and we are going to iterate as we continue to grow. As I learn from what you guys need, we will build that as we continue to grow. I don't want to put a bunch of stuff in there. And you may say, hey, you know, AD, I really want to learn more about the PMP, or, hey, you know what? I would really love to, could you go over how do you study for the CAPM, or what would you recommend that you'll take as far as what's the prep material? What if I get audited? What should I do? So this is really for you. I'm telling you, thank you for giving me an opportunity to stand in front of this camera day in and day out. And you subscribe, you like, you listen to the podcast. I am grateful for that. So this is my way of saying thank you. And of course, we will have premium paid training. That is going to be part of it. So if you want one-on-one coaching or any type of training, I'm going to be here. Hey, even life coaching, I will be here. I'm coming to serve. So if you want to join, the link will be in there. Let's get into my three transformational remarks. Number one, ensure necessary participants are prepared. Again, like I said, unprepared participants can derail discussions, require additional follow-ups. I'll give you one actionable tip on that, because we shared the others. Share agendas and expectations at least 48 hours in advance. Follow up with key participants to confirm their readiness. And a key thing is, family, you really won't know what that time frame is until, I always recommend starting with 48 and then either decrease, meaning going to 24 hours if you see you're not getting the attention that you need, or maybe you got a really responsive team and you may be able to send it out 72 hours, but the minimum is actually 48. Number two, adapt preparation to meeting types. You can't go into every meeting the same. So different meetings require various levels of prep. For executives, for your stakeholders, for your project team, it requires different approaches. For executive, it's more high level. For your project team and stakeholders, it's very detailed and granular to a point. And my last and final one, which is the biggest one of all, which we started today's episode with, is understand and know your project inside and out. You have to have deep knowledge of your project, because this will allow you to answer the questions confidently. So there will be no such thing as being caught off guard. You'll be on guard and you'll be waiting for those questions to come in. My actionable tip is constantly, and I mean constantly and consistently, regularly review your project management plan, your status report, and your key metric. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, I'm super excited. I'm going to keep telling you over and over until you say, all right, we got it. The Magnetic Project Management School is available. Well, the Magnetic Project Management School is available. I hope you come and join me. I want to learn from you. I hope that you were willing to learn from me, because we're in this together, this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. I go by the name AED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there listening, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.